Hey there, people. It's myself, Mr. B. You can find and search hashtag ROTPOD, or you could just go straight to the website, rollingofftrackpodcast.com, where you can find all the information, how to get a hold of me, email, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. I'd like to thank you for downloading or streaming this episode, wherever you may have gotten it. If not, you could tell your friends about it. You could download, stream, using the RSS feed, using iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, iHeartRadio, everywhere a podcast can be found. In this episode, I'll be giving you an update or a little discussion on the Microsoft and Sony Online Play Together, a new gadget for your DSLR camera, a little review on the Divergent Allegiant movie that came out over the weekend, and one of my new top favorite TV shows, Impractical Jokers. Hope you enjoy this episode.
We will not be held responsible for any hearing impairments or damage caused to you from excessive exposure to this sound.
First thing I like to start off is with, I like to eat Pringles or the Lay's, the Stacks, those type of chips, but I just don't like the containers. Too small, hands too big. You can't eat them with a one-hander. You gotta have two hands. Tilt them to the side, and you can enjoy them. So maybe I'll just buy those type of chips and just eat the top quarter where I could reach with my hands. And then give the rest to somebody else. Bam! Oh, I can't wait for Batman versus Superman coming out this weekend. OMG! I know some people are going to be watching the movie on Thursday evening. It's supposed to be coming out Friday. People are going to watch it Thursday evening. How could you do that? Invite Mr. B. Come on! But I'm excited for it. Batman versus Superman. I do like both characters, but I think that I'm going to pick the most for my favorite is Batman. More toys, cool toys. And just like I said, a previous other episode, he is like Iron Man, where they have money and they could buy or make pretty much anything they want. But Iron Man is just mainly focused on his suits, which is cool. It's not bad. It's awesome. Batman has just different toys for himself. So, and the previews, from watching the previews, Batman versus Superman, I just can't wait to see what happens when Batman blocks Superman's punch. Oh, did you see that preview? It was pretty good. Superman's going in for the punch, and Batman just throws up his left arm and blocks it. Pow! Pow, pow, pow! Or however the sound effect goes. Woo, Batman versus Superman. Yeah. Can't wait for the showing of Batman vs. Superman. And for the people in Mexico, Mexico. Shout out to Mexico for seeing the premiere of Batman vs. Superman, Dawn of Justice. Yep, they were down there in Mexico showing the film. Clark Kent and Bruce Wayne were down there in person. Bam! Zack Snyder. Bam! Batman vs. Superman, Dawn of Justice, March 25th. See the trailers, see the previews. Gonna be good. How many of you are watching it, and how many of you watching it Thursday evening? For me and the family, we'll probably be watching it the weekend. Either the Friday, the Saturday, or the Sunday. But I'll be providing a link to photos for the premiere they had in Mexico. So when you check the website, check this link that will give you some pictures of what went down in Mexico. Premiere of Batman vs. Superman, Dawn of Justice. What? One of my favorite things to talk about is games, of course. And one thing that happened over the past weekend or the past week, I haven't really got a chance to, I didn't get a chance to talk about it on the last episode, but I'm glad I get to talk about it right now for you guys. Microsoft and PlayStation, they're going to be able to, or they're they're fixing to have players play online together, cross-platform, which means if you have Xbox Live and another, and your friend or family member has a PlayStation, you can actually play the same game online together, which is going to be awesome. Awesome, awesome. Or should I say hashtag amazeballs. So that's going to be happening. And the first game that could be starting this whole Xbox versus PlayStation debacle is going to be Rocket League. That's right. The small game that's become so popular over the past months. Either you downloaded it for free from PlayStation Plus or you bought it for $20. Either way, it doesn't matter. You have the game, you're cool. You're cool in my books. So the Rocket League, you play online, you play soccer with cars, different cars. You get to download downloadable content. And one of the new downloadable content that you'll be able to get is the Batman, Batmobile. I was about to say Batman car. But the Batmobile, you'll be able to download the Batmobile, which is pretty good. And the one before this one, you got to, of course, there was other downloads, different cars, different types of cars. But the previous cool download was the Back to the Future car. So Rocket League is going to be featuring this. They're implementing it right now. And they're going to see how it goes. And there was a little bit of, not argument, but a little back and forth. Saying PlayStation was saying, well, we already could do this. We were just waiting for Microsoft. And then Microsoft, on the other hand, was, oh, yeah, we could do this. But it was only for Xbox and PC. And there was a little bit of this and that between the both of them. But I just hope that doesn't get in the way of the main focus. The end point right here is people being able to play with each other or against each other on different platforms, which is going to be awesome. So I do have family members, nephews, nieces that have a different system as I. Well, I guess there's only two systems. I'm talking like there's a bunch of systems out there, right? So I do have a PlayStation 4. Little B has an Xbox One. And I do have a nephew that has a Xbox One. And another one has PS4. So everybody will be able to play with each other, which is going to be good. And Little B would be happy about that either. And he actually approached me on this. He goes, Dad, did you know that Xbox and PlayStation are going to be able to play together online? I was like, cool. So he's getting into the stories and reading a little bit more, which is good. And the Rocket League. And the only reason why some games are going to be able to do this is it's going to be up to the developers, the people that make the games, the people that take care of the games. They're going to be able to they're going to have to put in a code so that they'll be able to talk to each other. It's just the main thing about talking to each other. So they're going to put that into the games. The developers, they're going to be putting it into the games that they think that they would like to do this. So I'm kind of thinking that Microsoft is yes on board. PlayStation is yes on board. But as always, it's going to come down to money. Money, and developers are going to be doing this. And they're probably going to want a little bit more money out of everybody. Out of the players, the consumers, the buyers, you. So it always comes down to money with everything. So I'm thinking that this is going to be a for sure thing, but there's going to be it's not going to be so-called free. There's going to be some kind of fee coming around. It's either going to be coming with the game or with Xbox Live or PlayStation Online gaming. So there's going to be some kind of fee coming around. So if you have any thoughts or anything about this, hit me up at ROTPOD, or you could send a voicemail, 4133-ROTPOD. Just save that into your phone and call me anytime with questions, comments. It'll go straight to me, and we'll be able to play it on the podcast. But give me your thoughts. And here are a few thoughts from some other people about the PlayStation, not versus, but PlayStation hugging Xbox people, PlayStation hugging the Microsoft people, everybody getting along. Yay! So check this out. What's up?
Hi!
Okay, one thing I wanted to discuss just a little bit about, and I know you're into gaming.
Yeah.
Just to let the people know where they can follow you, or I don't know what to call you right now. So you can tell the listeners who are you?
My name is Jaden. Jaden420. That's my Twitter handle. And I think my gaming tag, I can't remember it. I think it's JadenFist420.
JadenFist420.
Yeah. So yeah, I don't know. I just play. I like Halo. Yeah. So that's my drug of choice.
Your addiction.
My addiction right now. I just bought an Xbox One.
Yeah.
So I got the whole Halo anniversary, yeah. 1 through 4, and then I bought the 5th one, the Guardian. So that's been taking all my time. Okay. I've been going to bed like 2 in the morning.
Yeah, I know you mentioned it on the other episode.
Mm-hmm.
So this part of the discussion, I was going to get your take on what you think of the PlayStation playing along with Microsoft people online. Did you hear about that story where you're able to, they're starting with the game Rocket League?
No.
The developers for that game, they're going to make it possible for PlayStation people to play with Xbox people.
Wow.
So that's the first game that they're going to do. And I just want to get your opinion on what you think about that, about the future being no more PlayStation versus Xbox.
It's all going to be as one. We're all going to be a community now.
Community, yeah.
Instead of us versus them.
So yeah. Us. Who's us?
Xbox.
PlayStation.
Yeah, actually, I don't really know too much about it, but my sister actually told me that they were going to get together and just put everything as one and stuff, but
yeah.
I don't know. Because it's weird because I don't really know anybody with PS4s or yeah. PlayStation, since I play with everybody on Xbox, so it'll be interesting.
Just to try it out.
Just to try it out and see what happens. I don't know.
I think after the first time they do it, it'll be like, wow, are you Xbox or PlayStation? I bet you anything, there's gonna be like a community saying, yeah. Or there's gonna be like a hashtag or something like,
uh-huh.
Are you PS4 or Xbox?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
it'll still be us versus them.
Us versus them. Yeah. But I think after a while, everybody will get used to it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just just getting your opinion on what you think about that. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think it'd be kind of fun to see how other people play, because a lot of people, I don't know, they like the PS4 controllers or something like that more than the Xbox controller or something like that. So it'd be interesting to see, like, you could do it better this way,
yeah.
Get this console. But I don't know. Well, we'll see. We'll see. Like I said, I don't really know many people that have PS4s or PlayStations.
Okay.
So, but it'll be fun. I think it'll be fun and interesting.
And then when you're playing online, you'll probably be bagging on people saying, you have a PS4 controller or something like that.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Yeah, it's not the...
A bunch of jokes about that.
Yeah, it'll be like... Yeah, something like that. So, well, we'll see. We'll see how it works out.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Jada Fist.
You're welcome, Mr. B.
There's this new photography gadget that came out. It's called the Pulse, PULSE. And for the people that enjoy photography, as myself, I do like getting into photography and taking more photos and posting them online. So if you want, all you have to do is search hashtag photography. I started using that lately. I'm thinking some of my photographers, my photographs, I meant to say photographs first instead of photographers. So, but I'm thinking that some of my photographs are getting better, I would say, and I do want them to get better. So any of you out there that have more tips and tricks to make these pictures look more amazeballs, let me know. Hit me up. But I'm still taking pictures, getting better and better, understanding every little thing, aperture, shutter speed, exposure, you know, all that good stuff. Fun. But yeah, just taking more pictures, trying to understand more, getting better and better. But there's this gadget, it's called the Pulse. It's still in Kickstarter right now, so it needs people's money to get it off the ground, to get started, to start mass production for the whole United States. But this the Pulse, it's a little gadget that goes on top of the, what they say, the shoe, the top shoe of the of your DSLR cameras, and it attaches to there. You don't need any other bracket or anything. It already has a small little little bracket attached to it, so you just slide it in and lock it down. And the cord, it just a USB cord that hooks up to your, the side of your DSLR. So what you do is you connect both ends, and you basically pair it up with your phone, your smartphone, Bluetooth, not Wi-Fi like those other gadgets, those remote capability gadgets. This one goes over Bluetooth, and they chose Bluetooth just because it uses less battery, which is good. You don't want the Wi-Fi option on your DSLR or your smartphone to use a lot of battery, and you're out there longer than what you're supposed to be, and your battery runs out. Wah, wah, wah. So, yeah, over Bluetooth. And unlike any other gadget, this one controls a lot of settings, more settings than the other remote gadgets. So you could set the aperture, exposure, shutter speed, everything. I mean, this thing is pretty cool. It's almost like just having the camera right in front of you, to where you could control everything at your fingertips. So, but this Pulse gadget, it's pretty, you can even do a time lapse with this. If your DSLR doesn't do time lapse, this app will actually do time lapse if you set it up. So because the shutters is controlled by the app, and with this app controlling the shutter, it's kind of confusing, but with the app controlling the shutter, the app has a little program on it to where it'll take pictures every however many seconds you want the time lapse to be. But that's pretty cool. So if you're looking for a DSLR and you're just waiting for that one special feature, the time lapse feature, you could always just grab the Pulse gadget, and this app will take care of it for you. So, which is pretty cool. So I'm thinking about getting this at $69 for the Kickstarter. And after the Kickstarter, when it starts producing, if it does get out into the world, which I hopefully it will, it's going to be more than $69. So it'd be a good time to grab one of those right now. So the Pulse, just a little gadget that kind of glows when it's hooked up, and when you're pushing buttons and using the features and whatnot. But yeah, it has a little slight glow to it, so you know what's going on with it. So $69 if you're interested, Kickstarter right now. So yep, photography, hashtag photography, what. And we got to check out a movie in the theaters. The movie we watched was Allegiant, you know, the third movie in the series. Starts with Divergent, then Insurgent, and then Allegiant, which was pretty good. I think this would be tied for first for how good it is, and the second one in the series, I didn't think it was pretty good. So, but that's what I think for myself. So I think this third one, Allegiant, is pretty good. The action and the story, it makes sense, and it just keeps you engaged throughout the whole movie. So the main character, Triss, and then her boyfriend, Four, they kind of go through a few things through the movie between who to trust and who not to trust, what to do. See if it's the right thing to do. But going toward the end of the movie, that's when it gets a little bit more interesting. At the beginning, it's a little bit dull, just because they're telling a little bit of the story. But after the beginning, then that's when the excitement starts. So if you go and watch it, stick it through the first part, maybe like 15 minutes. I'd say about 15 minutes. After that, it starts to get better and better, and towards the end, it gets even better and better. So I would recommend this. I give this one 4 out of 5 Rotpot stars. So if you want, go and check out Allegiant. It's in theaters right now. And over the first weekend in the box office, it came in second with $29 million. So over the weekend, it brought in $29 million, which is good. And it just as long as the movie gets some a lot, just as long as a good movie gets paid over the weekend, right? So, and I think over the long run, it'll do good. Maybe just some people will be talking about it. The word will get around, and people will just go and see it. So we got to watch it, and it was pretty good. We also got to watch it for $5. Yep, $5, Cinemark. If you guys have a Cinemark in your area, give them a call, or you may already know, or maybe you can hit up the website, Cinemark, and see if they're doing the $5 deal on Tuesdays. $5 deal on Tuesdays for Cinemark theaters only. There's no other theaters that are doing this type of deal right now. I don't know how long it's going to be. I even got to ask one of the workers there last night. So they also didn't know. They said they said it's going to be on till it's on. You know, it's like every other thing that people say when they don't really know. So it's going to be so check out your Cinemark theater for $5, which is pretty good. So myself, Mrs. B, and Little B, we got to watch Allegiant for $5, $5, $10, $15. Pretty good deal. And the movie was a little bit long. I thought it was going to be like less than, like a little bit over an hour, but it came out to be, let's see, the movie started at 8, and then we got out of there about 10:20. So maybe about 2 hours. I believe it's about 2 hours. So, but that's just the time that I looked at. Yep. So, Allegiant, pretty good movie. I recommend it. There's this new show that I want to tell you about. I don't know how long it is. I'm losing my train of thought right now. I don't know what season it's on. I want to say maybe 2 or 3. But there's this show called Impractical Jokers. It shows on TBS. I don't know the schedule because I have a DVR and I just record the series. And when new ones come out, I just sit down on my couch and push the play button. DVR, it's pretty good. But Impractical Jokers, if you haven't seen it, I would recommend that you go watch it. It's free. Yep, TV for free. Not really free because you're paying for cable or DirecTV, right? Satellite or cable. So Impractical Jokers, it's about four guys, four friends. At the beginning, it says lifelong friends. And what they do throughout the 30-minute TV show is, at the beginning, I'd say from the beginning to three-quarters of the TV, of the 30 minutes, they play jokes on each other. And it's sort of like a competition. One of my favorites, what they do is, in a grocery store, They have to stay in one aisle, and they clip on an object to a person, and it's usually behind their back, so they won't see. So what they do is they clip on an object on their backpack, jacket, and whatnot, whatever they can clip it on the person. And after they clip it on, the other guy, the one they're playing against, he has to take it off without them catching them. So, and if they catch them clipping it off, and then they lose. So it's just simple games like that. Well, not simple. They seem simple, but it's actually you can't get caught, or you have to do it quietly. You have to be sneaky. And a lot of the games they play, the competition joke games they play, they're mostly you have to be sneaky and you can't get caught. So which is part of the fun, because they're doing something crazy or something, or they're all funny, but it's just it's cool. It's funny. I like it. So they do about 3 or 4 competition jokes like that, and then after that, the person that lost the most, they get a punishment at the end of the show, and the punishment involves everything, anything they can think of, anything to torture or embarrass the loser. So, and the recent one I watched is my most favorite right now because I mean, this is genius. I mean, I never would have thought of this. It's, like I said, it's simple, but it's embarrassed the hell out of these two. So this one involved two of the losers. So at the end of the TV show, the two losers have to stand in a public place where there's a lot of people and people walking back and forth, and they stand in one place. They can't run after people. They just have to stand in a certain spot. And what they do is the nearest people that walk beside them, they got to ask for a high five. So somebody's walking by, say, high five, high five. It just depends on how you say it to the person. So if you get a high five, nothing happens. You're winning. But if you don't get a high five, you have to take off a piece of your clothing. So what they were calling this was high five strip poker. And this is funny. It's real, real funny. So and it goes through them asking high fives, and some people are doing it, and some people are just passing by looking at them like, what's wrong with this guy, you know? So, but at the end, one guy loses, and he's completely butt naked, standing there in the middle of a public place, and everybody's surrounding, taking pictures, taking video, laughing, smiling. So that one so far is my best part of the TV show, the end, where they do something embarrassing. So if yourself or you know somebody that isn't too fond of jokes or playing jokes, some of these things they do, it's a little bit, how can I say, some people will find it funny and others won't. That's all I can say. Yeah, some people might take it too seriously and they might think it's wrong, but at the end, it's just they're playing a joke. So Impractical Jokers, that's my new, one of my new top favorite TV shows, which is Impractical Jokers. Yeah, I recommend you guys check it out. So cool. Batman versus Superman, you guys gonna watch it?
Yes, sir.
Damn right we are.
One more time.
Damn right we are.
I bought my ticket already for Thursday night at 9:30.
There you go.
Yeah, IMAX theater, buddy.
I don't know. I think we're gonna watch it till like the weekend, like Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Yeah. What about you, Stretch? What about you, buddy?
I'm not sure when I'm going to see it, but I am going to see it. Mr. Big D is giving me crap about it, but I am going to see it.
He is giving me crap, huh?
He is. He's on my ass. Yeah.
Did you buy your ticket yet?
I haven't
bought it yet. Man, I already bought my Captain America ticket.
Did you?
Yes.
You think that's...
In the same seat, dude, L30.
L30?
I've said that. Yeah, in the IMAX theater.